about these apostolic seals, what they're for. You listening, Joyce? What they're for. They bringing people to a new dimension in the spirit. It's opening them, and it's changing the atmosphere, listen, on the inside of them, that they can do Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. So when we as an apostolic team, it will be happening all over the United States of America and probably in foreign countries. Because what it does, you'll find out in just a few minutes. It just rattles the enemy off your back and off your mind. And anything you're dealing with, you get a chance to be freed up from it. And then when the man or woman come with the word of God, you're open and you're ready for it. I never seen nothing like it myself. You know, I've been in ministry for some years. And I started doing it a couple, 3 Sundays ago with my congregation. And I saw it change everything. And so we don't just have to. You see, we used to work in just from song, which is good with himself. So good praise and worship, plus apostle seals, a declaration or decrees, and then the word. And then you're ready to go. Amen. And so we came up with another insight. Let's put it on the screen. So that'll give you a chance to write it down. Because you can pray with your eyes open. You know, right? You know that, right? I receive. And to give you a chance to write it down. And then all of a sudden now, in your prayer time, you can carry the apostolic with you. You go to your prayer room and make that declaration and pray 10 or 15 minutes in tongues. Watch what happened to you. You will begin to see your answers, see direction, and you're going to become greater than your problem. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what's happening this week. And you gave me almost $1 million last night. What's up, baby? And I want you to watch out, because sometimes harvest come back and we don't recognize them. Now, whatever you gave, you need to be set for that. You need to get a harvest book, a seed and a harvest book. And then when that money come in suddenly, you don't know what happened. That's that harvest coming in. Harvest got come in. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said he'd make it good, God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that should he also reap, right? Y'all not talking to me. Y'all get too nosy sometimes. Other people doing something. Y'all be praying. Y'all miss your bus. Looking at the other person walking. All right, goodness. Now, there's an element of maturity in this camp meeting. An element of people who have been trained by trained men and women. And that's why the Spirit of God speaks to us so mightily. Let's get ready to pray a few moments. The accuracy of your life increasing because of your new abilities to respond to the Holy Spirit. Let's pray about that a few moments. The accuracy of your life. Come on. increase it because of your new abilities to respond to the Holy Spirit. Don't stand there and just look around now. You want to seal this in your spirit. You're going to be accurate the next time you have to make a decision. Whoa, I feel that. Accuracy. In the spirit. Now you got to walk like you want it. You got to act like you want it, and the Holy Ghost will give it to you. You got to have some chopping tongue. Like you want it, man. Prene. Now, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, sometimes the Lord speaks to me between that thing. Now, I want you to get this down. This is what I heard while we were praying. It's raining, and I have endorsed it. That's why I tell y'all, press in. You see, now, you didn't press, you missed this. It's raining, and now I endorse that. No more drifting in life. You are brightly enlightened, shifting everything in your favor. Pray about it. Pray. If y'all not going to pray about it, I'm not going to give y'all no more. Look at what he said. No more drifting in life. You are brightly enlightened. Shifting everything in your favor. In other words, you make favor yourself. You're making favor right now. You're making favor right now. You have the ability to make favor. Come on. In Jesus' name, amen. Want me to tell you what I heard in between? No more leveling off, everything coming to overflow. Y'all not gonna rejoice? No more leveling off. Everything come into overflow. So this morning, we as apostles of Jesus Christ are speaking the overflow in your life. No more leftovers. the walls that stood between your prosperity and good success are falling. Because you know and are acting on the truth. Pray about it. Come on. Take that. Take that. Hold on. Y'all playing with this, and if y'all play with it, I'm going to cut it out. Y'all playing with it. Y'all ain't warring hard enough. Y'all nonchalantly rejoicing hoop-hoop-hooray. This ain't no hoop-hoop-hooray. This is warfare, man. This is God aiming to seal something in your life, but he can't seal it without you. So when I say pray about it, I mean I'm on some warring tongue up here. These little nice shaka hip, these little nice tongue. We don't nobody want no nice tongue here. Listen. Our lives are being conditioned to be the cream of the crop. Now, a lot of times God starts some things and he has to take it back because you're not ready for it. Are you ready for this? The school of the spirit that I saw this in, when that prophet would say that prophetical word over those people, man, they warred. I mean, they warred. You couldn't even hear nothing. They warned, man, because they knew how important it was. And then who mouth is coming out of? See, that's a lack of understanding government.
Yes, sir.
These words are stronger than when President Obama speaks. You the children of God. You divine. You supernatural. Press. Now go ahead and pray over that. I'm not going to say it anymore. That's what I'm talking about. Now, walk. Swing your arm. Ball your fists up. Walk out in the flow. Do something. Cut up. Chop, chop. Take it. By force. The kingdom of heaven. Something violent. The violent took it by force. Now you're warring. Now you're warring. Now you're warring. You're getting it now. It's coming to you. It's coming. Yeah, it comes. It's coming. It's coming. Yay! It's coming. It's coming to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. One more. We'll do one more. Then you'll be ready for the word. You see the difference? Now you got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. All right. Hold up. Let me get the last one. Now you know your spirit is subject to you. So when I speak and I say, hold up, you can hold up. So another aspect I got to learn. We can't. See, this order is so important. All right, lower it a little bit because I'm about to say something here. This is your season of visitations. Many things you have not seen nor experienced will break out in your life in abundance that all around you will wonder, is that the same man? Is that the same woman? What happened? Come on, pray about that. Whoa.
Tata. Get over, Tata. Get over, Tata. Get over, Tata. Get up. Get up. Hey, hey, I don't have to tell y'all no more. Wow, wow. Your season of visitation. Jesus' name. Amen. Now say this with me. Father, I give you the right to visit me while the man of God preach your word to me. I'm ready to receive. I'm open. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Let me just open up in prayer. Father, we just thank you and praise you. And Lord, I just yield. I yield to the anointing. I yield to what you're doing in this camp meeting. I yield to what you're doing with this apostolic team. Now, Father, just the part I play, the piece of the puzzle, Father, the things that you have given me, help me to get it out. And I thank you in advance. I'm not afraid because I know the Holy Ghost is helping. And I praise you. And I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Did y'all see y'all can be seated. Did y'all see $800,000 roll up in here in one night? Man, I think we ought to rejoice. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Over $800,000. You know, we started out, I don't know, a few years ago, 200 and some. We thought we were doing something. Thought we hung the moon. 300 and some. 4, 5, 6, 7. And Phillip's out his mind. But it's amazing how we see what God can do. Now, I want you to go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. John chapter 16. You know, we've been praying this particular scripture. I wanna start with something that God did in my life. And I want you to listen real, real close because everything I'm going to say after this testimony goes with the testimony. You follow me? So don't miss it. And the Holy Ghost, He's detailed and He's very accurate. The Holy Ghost don't miss nothing. Amen? And so let me do this. John chapter 16, are you there? Verse number 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you. Now, I'm going to put emphasis on certain things on here. He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father have are Mine. Therefore said I that He will take of Mine and shall show it unto you. Now, I want you, at certain points I'm going to really, really emphasize. So the Lord came to me, and the Lord began to speak to me. Now, I was, where we live, we can walk out in the backyard, and there appears a lake out there, 3,200-acre lake. And you walk out, and there is a pier. So watch it now. For 8 years, we lived in the house, and we just had the pier. But it wasn't it was not God's fault. It was my fault. The bishop, the preacher, the doctor. Y'all follow me? It was my fault. See, because, and so then, and then, so, you know, 8 years went by or so. Then, watch it, listen to this very carefully. The Lord came to me, and he, and I'm walking on the pier, and then he said this to me. He said, now when I get, he was trying to give me hints a few years before. Oh, but it's a big word I'm going to deal with today. But see, the Holy Ghost needs your cooperation. It's a sad thing when God is trying to do something in your life and then the Holy Ghost got to fight with you in order for God to do what he want to do. See, he needs, I want you to get this, he really needs your cooperation. And so the Lord said to me, and he said it stern. I'm walking on the pier praying. You know, you're trying to be spiritual praying. And the Lord interrupted my prayer. And the Lord said to me, when I get ready to do this, watch it, I need you to get out my way. Y'all got that? So I'm like, my God, you know. So you know what the Lord was saying to me is, I'm going to do this. Now, I want you to listen very carefully because I've learned a few things over the years. When we are praying, and we're going to pray by in faith, I'm going to believe God. What are you going to believe God for? What are we mainly praying for? You know, come on, let's be honest. What are we mainly praying for? Needs. We're praying for needs. We're praying for things, the immediate things that we need to possess right now. We ain't praying no dreams. We're not praying real desires. We're just praying basic stuff. Amen? Now, I want you to understand that God, the Holy Ghost, man, he is so accurate. And he, what the scripture I just read, he's not going to do something that God didn't tell him to do. Watch this. He is not your friend if you don't cooperate with God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost, let me read this. The Holy Ghost, verse 13, John 16, 13. How about when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you. Do you know what a guide is? A guide is ahead of you. You ever had somebody give you a tour? You don't walk in front of the tour guide because you don't know where you're going. Are y'all following what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost has received specific instructions from heaven and he will not break it. Oh, Lord Jesus, man. Now, my God. Oh, Lord. Y'all can give me a moment. Jesus. Man, this little Mickey Mouse, crackerjack prayers that we're praying, man, you know, I mean, a lot of times we ain't nowhere on the map. We ain't nowhere near what, watch this. I'm talking about what God really want to do because we are basing our prayers on what our family or what we have seen in our family or what we have experienced ourselves. The Lord is trying to take you out from. Remember Abram? When the Lord said, in order for me to do something with you, I'm going to have to get you away from what you've been used to because what I really want to do, I can't do it here because everything you are familiar with will hinder my real move. So in order for me to do what I really need to do, I got to get you out from among everything that you think you know so I can show you what you never know. Hallelujah. Now, the Holy Ghost, he's accurate. I've heard apostle talk. He is so accurate and he's precise. Listen to me, he don't miss nothing. Oh man. The Holy Ghost and the scripture says in verse 14, he shall glorify me. I found out the Holy Ghost want to glorify God. And if that's your, watch it now. I know a lot of people want to be blessed. What's your real motive? Can I slow my spirit down just a little bit right here? What is your real motive? Do you want God to get the glory for it? Or do you want to look good? Oh my God. You actually have to get in agreement with the Holy Ghost. Man, the Holy Ghost, he's received his instructions. He is so accurate. And if you dare to, oh Jesus, excuse me. And do you know you can grieve the Holy Ghost? God will forgive you. Y'all, you're not getting it. But the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about grieving the Holy Ghost. When you read your Bible will let you know God will forgive you and do all that. But I don't read all that dealing with the Holy Ghost. No, y'all, we see, oh my God, just give me a moment. See, the Holy Ghost is not going to keep hanging around disobedient people. He's telling you to do it like this. Whoa, but you trying to do it the way you've been doing it. Oh, Lord, I hear you, Lord. You're trying to do it the way that you are comfortable in doing it, but the Holy Ghost is trying to take you on a ride you've never been on before. You're going to have to trust him because you ain't never been this way before. Anybody getting this? He told Abram, get out of his country. Get away from which you have been, which you have experienced, what you know, because what you know can hinder what you're going to know. Because this, my God, Jesus, man, the Lord, he what, verse 13, he will guide you in all truth. He will guide you in the all truth. All right, let me go back to the testimony. So the Lord said to me, now when I get ready to do this, you see how he's helping me right now? I woke up like 7 something. And he said, get up. Go work out and pray. Y'all follow me? See the Holy Ghost, see, it's a supernatural flow. It's beyond your ability. Lord, I get, man, Jesus. Let me give you a definition of cooperation. This is what you're supposed to be doing. Okay, Lord, you ain't running nothing. Mm-mm. You got to listen to what I'm trying to tell you. See, we get grown, get up in the word. I know the word. And you praying and flying all stuff. You don't run nothing. No. You have to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. He is the conductor. He is the executor of the promise. He is the one leading the way. And the more you learn how to flow, Lord, y'all ain't gonna like me. Y'all ain't. You know, this is the way it works, man. You trying to do something, basically, God telling you, sit your tail down. I don't know no other. I just got to tell you. Because, oh my God. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, that's how great are my thoughts above your thoughts and my ways above your ways. The only way you can have the thoughts of God, you have to be in the spirit. And when you're not in the spirit, my God, it's a, my Jesus. You see, you're not going to run nothing. The Holy Ghost, he's the boss on the earth, in the earth realm. He the boss. No, you don't tell. Well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to tell you, you can cry, pray, fast, do anything you want to do. And heaven, all of heaven will ignore you. Now, I don't know what it is, but we think we can disobey God. He tell you to do something, you don't do it. But then when you pray, you're asking him to do something. You didn't do what he told you to do. So how in the world do you think he gonna do what you asking him to do, even if you use his son's name? Man, when you, man, I tell you, When you don't grieve the Holy Ghost and you cooperate with him, man, you're going to see some stuff you never even dreamed of. Come on, let's just get real. Have you ever had something happen in your life that you didn't pray for, that you didn't have faith for, but God decided that he was going to do it for you? My goodness. I'm trying to read this definition of cooperation. A situation in which people work together to do something. A situation in which people work together to do something. The actions of someone who is being helpful by doing what is wanted or asked for. Cooperation. A situation in which people work together to do something. The actions of someone who is being helpful by doing what is wanted or asked for. You have to be in partnership with the Holy Ghost. And you have to understand that he is the one leading the way. You know, verse 13, and he'll guide you. My God. A guide determines what they're going to show you next. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay, Lord. Hold on. My God. Okay, Lord. The Lord came to me. Let's go back to testimony. The Lord came to me and said, when I get ready to do this, I need you to get out my way. No, you're not getting it, but I'm going to help you. He came to me before he was ready to let me know that after a while, he was going to move on this. And he wanted me to be prepped in here ahead of time that when I do get ready. Lord. Man, I don't want to go too deep. It's like God already knows what he's going to do. And it's a certain timing. It's a timing in God. He knew what he was going to do. The Holy Ghost was trying to prepare me ahead of time. Oh, I got something, boy. Because when God moves, he does it quick. My God. Okay, Lord, okay. This is amazing to me. God will tell you to do something. Then he will provide the resources to do it. Then he'll turn around and bless you for doing it. Yeah, that's shut. I'm going 2-3 times. He'll tell you something to do. And see, man, Jesus, man, if you could just get this, man. Lord, it's an insult to God when he's trying to do something with you and you worried about money. Oh, Lord Jesus. With God's instructions are the resource. Wow, oh, Lord, okay, hold on. Let me slow this down. See, when he tells you he's going to do something, if you believe it, then, my God, that's when you really need faith, right there. When God's ready to move, not when you're ready to move. So what happens is when God has a proposition and say, I'm going to do thus and so, if you believe it, that's when you really got to have faith. When you believe that, it releases all the resources that are necessary to do what he said. Man, who was the prophet in the Old Testament that he said, it was it Samuel? He said, I'm not going to let none of your words fall to the ground. Who was that? That was Samuel. Now, if he told Samuel, I'm not going to let none of your words fall to the ground. Do you think God going to let his words? Hallelujah. So he said, now, when I get ready to do this, I need you to get out my way. Okay. I don't know. Maybe 6 months passed by. I'm on the lower level. We're still finishing up some stuff on the lower level. I'm working on that. And the Lord said, can't nobody see this. You know, only people you invite in the house. He said, they can't see this, but they can see that. Whoa. Remember verse 14. And he shall glorify me. Y'all remember that? The Lord says, I need glory. I need you to stop what you're doing, and I need you to go outside, and I need you to go ahead and build that boat dock. You see, we got the pier, but we ain't got the cover. And so I said, okay, Lord. And I was telling my wife about it, and she really wanted to get that lower level finished. And I said, but the Lord said, I got to do this. I got to do it. So watch, I didn't have the money at the time to do it. But because I stepped out on what he said, Lord, y'all ain't getting it. What he said, I was in partnership with the Holy Ghost. I cooperated fully with God. And do you know God brought the man that built the pier to put the boathouse on it? Y'all ain't getting it. The same man that built the pier, the Lord had me to, I didn't know it was him. He said, oh, yeah, I built. I said, I need you to give me a prayer. He said, I built this. The Holy Ghost is accurate. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost, if you cooperate, God will send the resources, and then the Holy Ghost will help you with every detail necessary to get it done. So it was $26,500 cash. The Lord took care of it. You see what I'm saying? You know why? You know why he was able to take care of it? Because I got out the way. Your problem is you. I know you don't like me. Y'all don't like me. See, my God, Jesus, you can never outsmart the Holy Ghost. I don't care how many scriptures you think you know. Because it's not just the written word, it's the rhema. It's what's alive today. It's what the Holy Ghost has already breathed on. It's what God has already said in heaven. It's what the angels have already heard. Remember that Shunammite woman? Remember that Shunammite woman? When she told her husband, her boy died, but she wouldn't confess it. She said, it shall be well. Remember when she came to the prophet? Remember she came to the man of God? He said, told his servant, you go ask her, is it well? You're not getting it. Where did those words come from? Once those words hit the spirit realm, you know what? A lot of times we think we're saying something. You ain't saying nothing unless you repeat what God says. Hallelujah. Because that's what the angels are holding on to. They hearken to. See, I don't know what it is. I think we've got too big for our britches. Let me tell you something. Every pastor up in here, you ain't leading nothing. You got to cooperate with him. He's driving the car. Cooperation. You ain't operate nothing. You are helping. You are assisting. All you can do is follow. He's a God. He's trying to lead you somewhere. Lord, I don't want to say that, Jesus. And some of this mess, he keep taking me back to Abram. You got to get away from some stuff. Because it's some stuff that can entangle you and hinder you from where you really need to be. My God, I'll never forget Bishop Thomas when he was living, he came to me. We had just built the church. He came in there. I thought he was going to say, oh, the church looks so nice. He saw why it was being built, but he didn't see the finished product. I thought for sure that's what he was leaning over to tell me. But then he said something to me I never will forget. He said, don't have nobody around you who don't know who you are. Hallelujah. See, you know, when you got people who in the flesh, I'm trying to help pastors now, they can hinder your anointing. You don't need just regular folk up around you. You need some folk who respect the Holy Ghost. Not so much just, see, they respect the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you, because God called you to lead this thing. And you get the right kind of people up around you, you can go somewhere. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. See, part of your hindrance is, though, I'm not talking about just members at large. Part of your problem is you got to be very careful who you have close up. Because if they ain't right, they can hinder everything down the line. The oil flows from the top down. You don't, my God, Jesus, man, I got to stay on something. I got to stay. My God, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, man. So I'm down on the lower level. The Lord said, I can't get glory. They can't see this, but I need you to move on it. So I moved on it. The man built it. They built it fast too. They were flowing. They only worked on weekends because they had other jobs. And got that thing built, man. The Lord didn't have to talk to me no more. Why do you need a boat dock? I said, now I told the God, I said, God, now you ain't gonna have to talk to me when springtime come. You ain't gonna have to talk to me. I got sense enough to know that a boat dock is for a boat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Glory, glory, glory. My God. And so what happened was, we were coming from Houston, Pastor Skelton's church, I believe, and on the way back, we went to the boat show, and they had a boat out there, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so they had 10 or 12 upgrades. We got them all. Amen. Now, the man, I'm ordering the boat. I'm ordering all the stuff. I don't have all the resources. I'm talking about 40,000 plus, so I don't have all the resources to handle all of it at that time. But when I started hanging around the apostle, I believe in paying cash. Hallelujah. And so the man said, when are you going to order? I said, I don't know. Just, I got the order. I put the order in, though. He said, well, when you want me to go ahead and get it? I said, I'm not sure yet. And so now, because I was obedient, watch it now, glory to God. Because I was obedient to do what God wanted. I'm not telling you to go out and do nothing the Lord didn't tell you to do. Because if he didn't tell you to do it, ain't nothing coming to help you get it. Are you following me? But when you are flowing, watch this, man. When you are flowing, my God, Jesus. When you flowing with the Holy Ghost, you get on a high. You just high. You just, my God. You're not nervous about how it's going to come in. I had some resources, but I didn't have all the resources. But because I stepped out on faith and did what God told me to do, you know the end of the story. He brought in the resources. He brought in everything necessary for us to get it done. Now, the guy we bought it from, he can sit back. You know, you got to put down a certain amount. Then when it come in, you put down the rest. And thank God we wrote two checks. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to tell you something else to help you. It took them about 4 weeks, whatever, I don't know how many weeks, but we put down the half, and then watch it. See, now you need the Holy Ghost, because now the Holy Ghost has to guide me into the other half. whoa, y'all ain't hear what I just said. I don't have to go get the other half. Oh, Lord, because y'all, I don't believe y'all getting this. When, man, God, Jesus. When the Lord spoke to me to build a boat dock, the resources for the boat dock and the boat were in that word. Hallelujah. Now, all you need the Holy Ghost to guide you and show you where it is. Y'all getting, anybody getting this? Are y'all following? That's all you need. Because God ain't going to say nothing he can't back up. I'm trying to remember what Apostle said several years ago. You can't dream no bigger than God can deliver. Y'all ready for this? Ephesians 3:20. How much time I got? now unto him. Oh, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. I found out something, man. That stuff you've been praying for by faith, that's what you can ask or think. That's what you can believe for at that time. That's where your capacity of faith is. But God will go all around your faith. If you dare to please him and do what he tell you to do, my God, he'll do exceeding. And God will bless you. And my God, Jesus, I'm coming into the boat, dog. Got the boat coming in. Got people on the boat. The Lord said, slow the boat down. He said, how you like that boat, dog? He said, you know, how you like this boat? Am I bad or what? I'm trying to tell you. He'll talk to you. He said, remember when I told you to get out my way? You see what happened when you get out my way? So I'm using this as a lesson. Here's the thing that's messing us up. You think you the boss. Okay, Lord, okay. I think these titles have gone to our head. I'm Bishop Potentate, and we think we this, and we think we that, and we are elder in the church, and we you ain't leading nothing. No, the Holy Ghost is not going to look bad in front of God based on you altering his instructions. The Holy Ghost will elbow you, knock you out the way, and let you know I'm leading this. You ain't leading nothing. Glory to God. So you have to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. That's your job. You're in partnership with the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is cooperate with him because he's going to glorify God. Now, don't get upset with me. Don't get upset. He'll use somebody insignificant. Somebody everybody laughed at. Folk think you a joke. Never respected you. Folk see you at the bottom of the bottom. That's the kind of person that he gonna use. He will take you all the way from the end of the line, take you all the way to the front, because the Bible says, and the last shall be first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm almost finished. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to hear this. I'm almost finished. The Holy Ghost, you got to get him, you got to just cooperate with him. See, he know where everything is. He know where it is, but he can't tell you. But he'll show you. Lord, holy. Lord, see, a guide never leaves you on the tour. Come on. Man, is anybody getting this? Y'all getting this? I mean, the guide is always there because they got to show you. If the guide leave, the tour must be over. You got to cooperate with them. And where some people miss it is they start out and you on your way to what God said, but then you think you gonna overtake the Holy Ghost and you don't need no help no more. Now, maybe this will help somebody. Come on. The devil, he still tried this thing I'm gonna share with you. He said, now you're on a level here now. Lord, I'm bless you. You got this big ministry. You got this. You got that. He'll try this with me. Every now and then he'll come around. He said, you don't need God no more. He said, you're on a level now. You the man. He'll try to tell me that. I laugh at him. Because I know I can't do nothing without him. In him I live. I move and I have my being. I wasn't afraid this morning because I knew the Lord was going to come through. There was times when I wasn't familiar with him like I'm familiar with him now. And I'll be nervous and, Lord, I ain't had no sleep. What in the world am I going to do? But I woke up this morning with great expectancy because I knew the Holy Ghost what's going to guide me so I can guide you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One last thing I want to say this to the pastors. If you are guided, then you are eligible to guide others. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The things I added unto you only because you seeking God. Maybe the things are looking for God and you in between. I'm finished. I'm finished.
Hallelujah. My, my. You got blessed? Sit down a minute. Here's some things y'all got to remember. I'm not going to preach again, but you got to remember, this is so powerful. This man preached a masterpiece. Amen. 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 All right, sit back down. You can't preach like that with just the Bible. You have to have some experience under your belt out of the Bible. And that's what he's doing, is preaching revelation plus experience. All right? Now here's a few points we don't want you to forget, because I'm real accurate when I'm listening at the word. The power of cooperating with the Holy Ghost. Don't you ever forget that. That's a powerful statement. There are guiding factors that the Holy Ghost will give you that cannot be interrupted. I don't know how you take notes, but listen to what notes I take. He said to you, never forget the accuracy of the Holy Ghost. He never miss his target. And I can't tell you all I wrote down. But learn how to always, it's what he said, be in agreement with the Holy Ghost, and never forget he's the senior partner. So you're supposed to be a little behind him. All right? Man, Dan, when you said this, and I know a lot of us get in trouble with this, the Holy Ghost is not going to hang around disobedient people. So you're praying and you're making your confession and you're dancing and you're not moving. You're confessing, you're dancing, you're praying an hour and a half every day, and you're not moving. One of the reasons is you won't submit to government. I love it. Now, Dan, I don't know if you know what you said here. What you know can hinder you from what God wants you to know. What'd you say? All right.
See, what you know can hinder you from knowing what God wants you to know. That's why you have to stay no matter how high God elevates you. Now some of y'all don't know the size of this man's ministry. He got the largest ministry in the LTMA. You know, in the size, and his people trained. You understand? Wait, just listen. Don't clap. Just listen. Don't clap. Just listen to me. And he one of the most humble fellas in the group. He knows. When you get to a certain altitude, you better learn some things. Some of y'all need to hear this. You ain't running nothing. Set your tail on. Put the two together. You ain't running nothing. Set your tail on. You know, as people try to run God with scriptures, you can't do it. All right, I'll give you one or two more, and then we're going to receive this morning offering. And we're going, it's 11:47, we're doing good. Now, this will really, man, this will, your problem is you. But I added something to it, you know, not the devil or the Lord is your problem. And he said something about praying for your need. Most of all of us always praying for need. Yes, why, mama? Because you won't listen. To not, I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost now, to the God in flesh and blood that God had put over you. Because if you don't listen to them, the Holy Ghost is not going to listen to you. Y'all don't want me, y'all. See, let's be real. All right. And you ain't saying nothing unless you're saying what God is saying. That's great, son. That's great. That's great. Now you can clap. You can stand up, raise your hand. You can do what you want to do. I cut up. I don't care. I don't care. Just cut up. I don't care. Don't you let the Leroy Jr., Marvin taught you about maturity. They ain't taught you in revelation and experience. Follow the instruction, and the provision is in the instruction. You got that? All right. If you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand. Usher it down now. We're going to give and go eat and get to take your little nap. We just mill away about now. We still rolling, you know. We stayed here all night last night. But I watch y'all. Y'all wasn't contrary. So your blessing is flowing. Your blessing on the way, partner. Need an envelope for your giving. Lift your hand. Usher down now. Won't take long. Thank you. Now, what I'm going to do over this seed, I'm going to follow a revelation of the message today. I'm going to follow an instruction God just gave me. You listening? Now, you all got to cooperate with this. You got to look at your note and follow what the bishop had preached. But I'm going to follow instruction. I'm about to release an instruction that the Lord have given me permission. Today, lift your seed up. Very short, very brief, but it's instruction. And I want you to take a hold of it, because a lot of time we have too many people saying stuff over us. Too many people laying hand on us. We're trying to get it. No. Find your company. And only let your company lay hand on you. Now, I got instruction from the Lord. Just a minute. It may sound normal, but it's not going to be normal when it comes out of my mouth, because the Lord just instructed me to do it. Very simple. I'm still listening. This is what he told me to say over this offering. I command increase on your life. Now, you can write that down. You got a diary or something? You can write that in your diary. Because I heard it. He said, I want you to command increase in their life. It's going to happen all kind of ways if you follow that message. See, if you follow that message, don't get ahead of the Holy Ghost. Don't you try to make it happen. Receive. That's all you got to do. The Lord said, command increase in their life. I'm an increased commander. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm an apostle of finances for the kingdom. Yes, so he tell me to do things like that. So a regular man saying this don't mean much. So you got to write somewhere in your diary, the apostle said on the date and the time and everything else at camp meeting. Yes. That increase. And when you go to the throne, remind God of it. He said, apostle said. You told him to tell us that he command. You command an increase on us. I'll take the rap. I heard it in my spirit. You got it? Well, no sense more sense praying over the money. Come on, get the money. Come on. No sense praying. You got it now? Yeah. You got commanded increase on you. See, somebody won't say a prayer after that. No, ain't no prayer now. The Lord already have spoken. You don't have to ask him for nothing. He'll talk to you before you ask. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'll go say, Father, please help us. Let the money come. No, ain't no money come. He said, I command increase on you. You got it? Yes, sir. You like to come to your run with? Yes,